AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. It seems Greeks have said no more to continued austerity as returns show the no side leading in a bailout referendum. That no is what Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras wanted, but Greece's former deputy treasurer says the prime minister still has his work cut out for him.
He has to deliver and especially find a way to reopen the banking system, because there's absolutely no transactions being able to be carried today. We cannot import raw materials with which to build our export sector. The tourist sector is having problems because of a lot of cancellations.
German and France leaders are calling for a Eurozone summit Tuesday to discuss the financial crisis. The no vote jeopardizes Greece's future in the Eurozone. The EU's top foreign policy official says an agreement with Iran over its nuclear program is, quote, very close.
If the political will is there, now it's the time for the ministers to come together and see if all of this matures into a deal that can be closed.
The deadline for a deal is Tuesday. Secretary of State John Kerry, meantime, striking a different tone. Earlier today, he said several of the most critical issues remain unresolved. Another big deck collapse this weekend, this one at a North Carolina beach house. It happened as a family gathered for a group photo.
To the best of our knowledge, there were 24 individuals that were injured.
Emerald Island town manager Frank Rush says injuries range from cuts to broken bones and possible spinal cord issues. In Maine, some fireworks fun has turned deadly. Here's Department of Public Safety spokesman Steve McCausland.
This was a group of young people shooting off fireworks and drinking at a holiday party. And this young man came up with the idea that he thought it'd be a great idea to shoot off a mortar round from the top of his head.
The 22-year-old died instantly. This is AP Radio News. The Pope is in Ecuador for the first leg of his 9-day swing through several South American countries. Francis is the first Latin American Pope, and this is his first trip back to the region as pontiff. He'll be visiting Ecuador, Bolivia, and Paraguay because they're among the poorest countries in the region. At least 11 people have died in a shoe factory collapse in China.
Rescuers pulled dozens of weekend shift workers from the rubble of the building, according to city officials, but many could not be saved in time. The shoe factory is located in a city known as a shoe capital in China, producing, it's claimed, a good chunk of the world's footwear.
That's AP correspondent Kyle McKinnon. In addition to those killed, more than 30 people were injured. A welcome visitor has arrived at the International Space Station. After two failed supply runs, an unmanned Russian cargo ship docked successfully today, carrying 2.5 metric tons of fuel, oxygen, water, and food supplies. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.